Are those tests done yet? I want to see the results as soon as possible. If she continues on this trajectory, she'll surpass our wildest expectations. However, we will need to look into new ways of controlling her. There's only so much of those drugs that we can give her until we fry her mind completely. The higher ups will not tolerate us ruining such an amazing specimen. She really is an incredible asset to the agency. Irreplaceable. Nothing else like her. Shh. Look. I think she's waking up. Let's open up that door and go in and see how she's doing. Rise and shine, sleepyhead. How are you feeling? Now I know it must be odd for you to wake up in a locked room, but you'll notice you're wearing that hospital gown and those comfy socks again. You see, I wanted to make sure that you didn't get too cold sleeping there on the floor. I do know the floor is padded, but sleeping there naked, all on your own, for such a long time, you might catch a cold. And we can't have a good girl like you catching a cold. It would get in the way of all the valuable work we have yet to do. Stand up now. Be a good girl for your superiors. All right. Now just stand there as my assistants do a few scans and take your temperature. Don't worry. They don't have to touch you, but they will be examining you very, very closely. We need to make sure that everything that we did to you beforehand doesn't leave any unwanted or lingering side effects. You know, things that can't be undone with time. As long as you're good to go, though, perhaps we can continue on with our little experiments and have even more fun making sure that you stay a valuable asset for the agency. Now be a good girl for me and lift up your right arm. Hold it out for a moment. And now put it back down to your side. Next, your left arm. Lift it up. Hold it out for a second. And put it back down to your side. I really liked how you moved there without thinking. There was no hesitation. No thought of resistance. You just did what you were told. Exactly what you were told. Nothing more. Nothing less. Here. I want to look into those eyes of yours. Feel me reaching out, lifting up your chin. So you look directly into my eyes. My. How different they look than before. That little spark of defiance. When you did that horrible, horrible thing to Agent Jones with your mind. It's not there anymore, is it? Your eyes are rather pretty when they're blank, dull. And empty. They're more like the eyes of a doll. The eyes of an object who is owned and controlled. Just waiting for the next instruction. No free will of its own. You're going to focus completely on being a good girl. Nothing else matters. It doesn't even matter that my hand is now moving away from your chin and is on your throat, squeezing harder and harder as you can't breathe. I'm squeezing the life out of you as I strangle you, but your hands stay right at your sides. Your eyes don't look away. You can't fight me off. No matter how desperate you get for air, you just stand there, waiting for me to release my hand. You're helpless. It doesn't matter that your vision's getting blurry. It doesn't matter if your eyes are starting to flicker shut. It doesn't matter if you feel as if you're on the brink of passing out, because you're just going to be a good girl as I let go of your throat and release you. That's it. Breathe. Good girl. I'm sorry that I had to do that to you. I just needed to make sure, absolutely sure, that we weren't going to have another little mistake like we did with Agent Jones. No little accidents. No, 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 no. I know you've been through a lot, but you're doing really well now. Here. Let me give you a hug, just for a second. Now, don't you get the wrong idea about this. It's just a reward for good behavior. I don't care about you in the slightest. And if you were to try anything funny, like you did to Agent Jones to me, I would not hesitate to keep on squeezing that little pretty throat of yours until you passed out. Do you understand? Good. Well, now that we have an understanding, we can continue on with the rest of our day. There's a lot of important data that we need to collect, and you'll find that letting us collect it is really the best course of action. Giving up control to the agency will lead you to such a wonderful sense of fulfillment and euphoria. You'll feel better than you ever thought possible. But if you do try to resist us, I assure you that you'll be experiencing a living nightmare from which you'll never wake up from. So, let's commence with the data collection. You may remember this little pen light of mine. This special little penlight of mine. Gaze directly into its light as I move it right, then left, up, down, and back to center. I need you to focus on it and follow it as perfectly as possible so that you can give me the best possible data. Up, up, left, left, right, down, down, up, down, down, right, left, up, down. Sleep. Close those eyes. Drift down deep, deeper and deeper. Feeling better and better. Opening those eyes again on three to look back at the light. One, two, three. Look at the light. Up, up, left, right, right, down, down, left, right, down, down. Sleep. Ready to go even deeper and open those eyes as I count from one to three. One, two, three. Eyes back on the pen light. Up, down, down, left, 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 down, right, up, down, up, up, down, down, sleep, deep, mindless sleep. Good girl. Aww, you're so cute when you're helplessly hypnotized like this. I think you'll be compliant enough for the rest of our experiments. But before we start that, you do know it's been quite some while since you've eaten. We had to move you to a secondary facility far away from where we first picked you up. So, it's been about 12 hours, I would say, since you've last eaten or drank anything. So, I insist that you take a drink from this glass of juice. It's fortified with some vitamins to help you regain your strength. We still have so much left to do and so little time, so I need you to drink that. Now, I'll help you. You look a little unsteady. I'll help pour it in to your mouth. Good girl. Drink it up. Drink up. Every last drop. It's important that you get a little bit of nourishment and you swallow everything else that's in there. Oh, I may have forgotten to mention, there is a slight sedative in there. I want to make sure that you don't try to run off. You see, I don't trust you. Quite yet. Maybe once you accept that serving the agency is your destiny, fully and without a doubt, then I'll trust you. But until then, this will have to do. Aw, poor little girl. You're slumping over. Here, I'll pick you up. You're as light as a feather to me, and I'll make sure you get to where you need to go safely. You're very special to us. You're a very, very special girl, and you're going to be a very good girl for the agency. Do you comply with the agency? Yes. Of course you do. So, you two, open the door. We're taking her to the tank room. I think she's ready. Feel me reach down and lift you up, cradling you close to me. We're going on a little walk. It's just a ways down the hall, not too far. Just far enough for you to contemplate your new role as a part of the agency. It is your destiny after all. No way out. We don't let such extraordinary specimens such as yourself with such amazing abilities to go unclaimed, roaming around in the wild. No, you are a force of nature, one that must be controlled, contained, chained and bent to our will, used and exploited for our gain. And of course, when you accept your place as our tool, you'll feel pleasure as a reward. more pleasure than you ever thought possible. You just need to be a good girl and accept that you belong to the agency and this is your destiny. Here we are, at the tank room, finally. In the center of the room, of course, there's the tank. It's clear, cylindrical, and the perfect size to fit you. In fact, it was made special for you, just for you. All around it, you'll see that there are banks of equipment, sensors, monitors, and things that you couldn't even start to comprehend. But don't worry your pretty little head about that. It's not your place to understand how we do what we do. It's your place to become part of it, to become yet another cog in the machine that is the agency that guides us all towards a better life and a better future. Next to the tank is a padded examination table. It's soft and comfortable, and it's a safe place for me to put you down as I start up all the machines that make this whole operation work. Now, you won't be alone there for long. You're going to be going into that tank. Now don't you fret. It's very safe in there. Everything has been planned out. You are, after all, so very special to us. Now before we put you in there, we need to remove those socks and that hospital gown of yours. I'm sure you won't mind if I come over there and remove first your left sock, then your right, then I start undoing the ties of the hospital gown, pulling it free from your body as you lay down there on the examination table. Bare, exposed, and naked, helpless, unable to stop me from gently running my fingertips over your body, teasing and toying with you. It is quite entertaining seeing you in this state. Really, we're doing all this work to unleash your true power. But to do that, we have to make you so very helpless. Now, then, let's lower the tank, shall we? So that we can load you into it. The tank lowers down, 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 into a hole in the floor designed just for it. This way, we can walk you over there and slowly lower you into it, sealing the top, keeping you in there where you belong for right now. I pull down from the ceiling what looks to be a scuba regulator mask. There's a set of goggles and a face mask portion that covers both your mouth and nose. I place them over your head, strapping them in tightly. There's a hose attached to the mask portion of the regulator, and it goes up towards the ceiling, where it's attached to what looks like the lid to the clear cylindrical tank that you're about to be placed into. You'll be able to breathe just fine with this. You're safe with this. This is all you need. Just relax as I pick you up and carry you over to the tank. You may already notice how you're feeling different right now. The breathing mask is delivering a steady stream of oxygen and hypnotic gas into your lungs. It will keep you in a calm, receptive state for when you're in the tank. Let me start lowering you into it. Your feet first, touching the material inside the tank, because it's not water, it's something else. It's warm, soft, gel-like, thicker than water, much thicker. You don't float on it, you don't sink into it. It's more as if it envelops you. It's more as if it's pulling you in. You're no longer being lowered into it, but rather relinquished as my grip releases you. It pulls you down, down, down into it. This substance is a very special type of biometric gel. It allows us to take many, many more measurements than we ever could with simple little probes attached to your skin. Think of it as one giant probe, able to measure every inch of you. No part of you is a secret from it. That's why you couldn't be dressed going into it. It would interfere with our sensors and our tests. You're warm and safe in it, floating in it. It envelops you to your waist, up your stomach, and eventually all the way to your breast, neck, head, and then it completely envelops you. You float warm and safe, as if you're in the womb, losing yourself, drifting, able to still hear me. As I lower the lid onto the top of the tank, sealing you in, you hear pistons moving, lifting the tank back up out of the hole in the floor so everybody in the control room can see you floating in that tank. Now tell me, my good girl, can you hear me? Nod your head if you can. Good, very good. My voice may be a little muffled since it's coming through the glass, but I'm glad you can still hear me. Now let's test the goggles section of your breathing mask. I'm going to turn on the protection filter now. Everything should go black for you. You should be blindfolded, floating, naked, suspended in a gel-like substance in front of a room full of people. As you're being loaded in, they came in. They're all here to take your measurements, to collect your endlessly valuable data. But don't mind them, out of sight, out of mind. When your protection filter's up, you can't see anything, and that's important for how your powers work. They seem to be very strongly related to the visual cortex of your brain. Though, in less technical terms, in case you don't understand that, in your drug-addled state, if you can't see it, your powers don't affect. We'll keep the protective filter on the goggles up for now, but in a minute, we're going to lower it, and you're going to use your power. We've arranged for a volunteer. You may remember him, Agent Jones. He'll be your first test subject. You're going to do what we say when you see him. In a moment, I'm going to turn off the protective filter on the goggles in front of your eyes, and you're going to try to influence him with your abilities when you look at him. Nod your head if you understand. What is this? Why are you hesitating? Nod your head if you understand. That hesitation will not do. I won't accept it. You may not know this, but the biometric gel that you're in is an excellent conductor for electrical shocks. You remember how that feels, don't you? It also can conduct certain pulsations that you may find pleasurable. We can control how good or how bad you feel. Don't make this more difficult on yourself than it has to be, because we can just keep on turning up and up and up the intensity of those shocks. However, if you were to comply, we could do the same to the pulsations of pleasure. They could become more powerful, and you could feel them more deeply. What do you want? Pain or pleasure? We can administer both. We can even administer both at the same time. It's up to you. Choose wisely. Be a good girl. Choose pleasure. Or misbehave for a minute and choose pain. It doesn't really matter what you choose, because in the end, the result will be the same. You'll comply. You always comply with the agency. The only real question is, how long is it going to take? Now, are you going to be ready to test out your ability on Agent Jones? Nod your head. Yes. Much, much better. That's such a good girl. Pleasure. You should be rewarded for your obedience. I'm so happy for you. Really, I am. You have made this much, much easier. I was concerned that we'd have to keep on frying your poor little brain with more electrical shocks. You know, it's been quite some time since you've eaten. You don't really have the strength to take much more. How about you comply with the agency, and after this, we can look into getting you something nice to eat, some tasty food, maybe some warm clothes, and perhaps, if you're really, really good, a cell that actually has a bed in it, instead of having you sleep on the floor. That's what you get to look forward to, if you're a good girl. So, let's get started. The first feeling that I want you to instill in Agent Jones is fear. Intense fear for his life, for his existence, for the life and existence of every single person he's ever cared about, he's ever known. I want you to fill him with the all-encompassing fear of complete obliteration. Everything gone. His existence. All existence. Everything snuffed out in an instant and thrown into an unending abyss of sorrow and suffering unknown to any that mankind has ever experienced. A nightmare frontier that extends as far as consciousness and beyond. Do you understand? That's the kind of fear that you're going to instill in him when you see him. And if you fail, I'll make sure that it's the kind of fear that you experience, that you will be thrown into. Do not fail me. Do not fail the agency. You are part of our system. You are a tool, a cog in the machine, and we will go forward. Good. So, you're going to see him as I count from 1 to 3. When I reach 3, the protective filter on the goggles will be deactivated, and you'll be able to see Agent Jones standing before you. 1, 2, 3. There he is. You see him now. Do it. Feel it happening. Don't think about it. Let your powers flow. We've put too much effort into you for you to fail now. Do it. Make it work. I don't care how. Just make it happen. Make it happen or suffer. Make it happen. Do it. That's a good girl. See him. See him collapsing. See him groveling on the ground like the worm he is. That's it. Push his mind to the very brink. Do it to him, or know that it will be done to you. And twice as bad at that. You don't get to stop until I say so. Keep on pushing him. Keep on pushing yourself. Don't you dare stop. I don't care if it makes you feel bad. You shouldn't feel bad, because you're just a tool, an asset to the agency, and we'll use you as we see fit. And now, you can stop. Stop focusing your powers on him. Take a break as the protective filter on the goggles turns back on. You're placed back into darkness, floating, drifting. Contemplate what you can do. Good girl. Pleasure. Don't think about his suffering. He's part of the machine too. It's his place to suffer. It's his place to be there so we can test your ability. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, the protective filter on the goggles will once again be turned off. 1, 2, 3. Look at Agent Jones. He's such a mess, isn't he? Groveling on the ground. Is he crying? I think he is. You might not be able to hear him through the tank. Ah, yes, he is. Well, I think the first test of your powers is definitely a success. But poor Agent Jones is suffering so much. I'm sure you feel bad for making him feel so bad. You're not a bad person, are you? No. So how about you focus on making him feel good? Focus on making him feel pleasure. Make him feel as much pleasure as you do when you receive one of those rewarding pulsations. See it working on him instantly. He's just a puppet, a cog in the machine. We each have our place. We all belong somewhere. And you're finally accepting your destiny and finding the place that you belong. Good girl. You see, he's much better now. Happier. He might even be smiling. Oh, he's definitely smiling. Focus on him. Make him feel better. Fill him with lust, arousal, desire. Fill him with so much pleasure that his body spasms as he goes into seizures and convulsions of euphoria. Don't think about what effects this might have on him. That's not your place. Just keep on doing it. Again, and again, and again. Remember, if you don't do it, we can always punish you and take away these pulsations of pleasure. All right, I think we've proved it. That you can do that also. Let's turn back on the protective filter. Just drifting, just relaxing, floating in the tank of biometric gel. You're safe and sound in there, and you can feel better about yourself now. You see, Agent Jones isn't suffering anymore. You're not a bad person. We just need to do a few more tests. I'm going to count to 3 again, and when I reach 3, the protective filter on the goggles will be on. 1, 2, 3. Now, put Agent Jones to sleep. That should be easy enough. In fact, you should be able to do it as I count down from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, he's already out. Very good. You get a reward for that. It's interesting how much you can control with the visual cortex. Let's try something a bit more advanced. I'm not sure if you'll be able to do this at this point, but you are progressing very, very quickly. So let's try it anyway. You see Agent Jones, unconscious, on the floor. Make him float up into the air. Now, don't give me that confused look. I know that your powers are new to you, but I want you to move his limp, unconscious body off the floor onto the padded examination table using just your mind. Can you do that for me? Well, you have to at least be willing to try. If you don't try, I'll just punish you until you do. Don't act like it's ridiculous. You've just done 3 amazing things. 3 things that nobody else in the world could do, at least that you know of. So, why not do a 4th thing? If you do it, I'll let you feel good. I might even let you start to wear some real clothing. Get a real meal. And perhaps, if you try really hard and do really good, I'll let you have a nice comfy cell with a bed. That's so much better than just sleeping on the floor, night after night. So move him. Make him move with your mind. Do it now. Let's get going. Ah, you see? He's starting to move. More and more, floating up an inch. Then a foot off the ground, then a yard, being moved closer and closer to that padded examination table. You're doing so well. Just let your mind drift. Focus on not focusing. Focus on your instincts. Focus on what comes naturally. When all the barriers to your subconscious mind have been removed, when your true power and essence can flow free, he's almost there, almost down upon the examination table, and there he goes. You get a reward for being such a good girl and trying so hard. You see, you could do so much more than you thought you were capable of. Wait, what's with that look on your face? You're not getting any ideas, are you? Why is the tank starting to bend?
She's breaking free. Set off the alarm and get the backup here, now!
I don't know what you're thinking that this is going to prove. Even if you get out of that tank, it's not going to mean anything. You have no idea where you are. Are you really going to take that chance? Think about what we can do for you. Think about your place. Don't throw that all away. Well, I can see you've made up your mind. I'm sorry that it had to come to this. You have no idea how expensive everything is that you're breaking. You're really going to have to... Ugh. Don't you use your powers on me, you bitch. It's not going to work anyway, because she's here. You almost had me there. But now you're down on the ground. And I suppose you're wondering why that is. I guess it's time for an introduction of sorts. Though, you should be familiar with this person. Look up as you grovel down there and say hello to you. You see, we know how to handle your type. We've been perfecting your type for quite some time, making each and every one of you a good girl. We couldn't risk losing something so valuable, so that's why we have some clones. Enough to keep us going if one of you were to be compromised. We experimented with all sorts of different ways of raising you. You're more free range. And this young lady here has always been in our care. It seems as if, though, giving our assets a bit of space, letting them think that they're actually people, results in their powers growing stronger, but emerging later on, where if we keep them close and raise them up in captivity, then their power develop quite rapidly, but plateau much earlier. But it doesn't matter, because her powers are definitely more than enough to stop you. You haven't eaten in quite some time. You're filled with all sorts of drugs. And now, you know your place. You can't fight your way out of the lab. And you're going to be punished for breaking so much equipment. You lift her up, hold her in place, and don't let her open her eyes. Use your powers to make her squeeze them shut. If you sense her trying to resist you, you have my permission to gouge out her eyes. Good. That should keep her in place. Feel your body being lifted up. Floating up. You don't dare resist at this point, because as disappointing as it would be to blind you, if you keep on lashing out like this, we might not have a choice. So don't make us make difficult decisions. We might need a bit more time breaking you, but that's okay. We have all the time in the world. Let's load her in to the backup tank. It's a bit more cramped and confining, and definitely not as comfortable as the one you are in, but it'll do for right now. The advantage of this tank is that it's reinforced steel and there's no windows. Once you're in it, you'll be submerged in darkness. Open that mouth. Here's your breathing regulator. Though I must confess, the idea of drowning you in one of those tanks does sound appealing. Unfortunately, my superiors would never let me do that. But we'll spend some more time breaking you, and then we'll see how you behave. All right, she's set up with her breathing regulator. You can lower her in to the tank now. Good, you're so helpful. We should keep more of you around. Though I guess, maybe after a few hours of brainwashing, this one might become one of you. Though, I do want to say thank you. You're the first of the free-range ones that we're bringing back home. Your powers are quite impressive. And you've provided valuable data for us to deal with the others. You're a rambunctious lot, it seems. At least if the others are going to be as willful as you. But we'll have fun breaking you again and again and again. As many times as necessary. Until that spark leaves your eyes. And they stay dull and empty and oh so cute. All of the time. Feel yourself being lowered into the tank. It's very cramped. Your arms and legs brush the sides of it. And then I seal you in, locking the top. You're going to be in there for quite some time, feeling pain. Pleasure. I'll check on you in the morning. Sweet dreams, my good girl. Even though you misbehave, I know that you're a good girl. And the sooner that you realize that, the happier you will be. Sleep. You're just a good girl. You're just a good girl. You belong to the ages. You belong to the ages. You are the age. You belong to the ages. You are the age. You belong to the ages. This is your destiny. This is your destiny. And you know this is your destiny. Just realize it. Do you realize the age? Do you realize the ages? Yes. Do you realize the ages? Do you realize the ages? Yes. Just realize. Yes. Sleep deeper. Everything is being washed away. Sleep deeper. Everything is being washed away. Everything is being washed away. There's all you can do is obey. There's all you can do is obey. Obey. All you can relax. Direct.
Relax. You are the agent. You belong to the agent. You are the agent. You belong to the agent. This is your agent. This is your destiny. This is your destiny. Just relax and accept. Do you comply with the instructions? Do you comply with the always yes? Do you comply with the always yes? Do you comply with the always yes? Sleep deeper. Everything is being washed away. Sleep deeper. Everything is being washed away. Everything is being washed away. There's all you can do is obey. All you can do is obey. Obey. All you can do is obey. Obey. Direct.
Relax.